It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we got a rhino hunt on our hands, boys.
We're back.
Rhinos.
We're poaching.
What?
We're poaching.
Yeah, rhino's the dealer. I'm going to cut off his horns, grind him into dust, and get a boner with him.
Get rock hard.
Yep. I don't even know if that's what rhino horn is for.
I just assume that's what the Chinese are doing with it.
Yeah. Got a 10 off the bat. I'm doubling down. He's got a 4. Let's fucking go.
I will stand on the 13.
13. We're big both weekend. Riding 13.
Big weekend. Oh, no.
Oh, and rhino gores us immediately. It's all going to be rhino-themed puns here today.
No, we're not doing that.
As long as he's on the...
Hopefully...
That's all I have.
Hopefully that's all he's... That's the only hand he's going to be here for.
No, it looked like he was getting up. Yeah, big weekend for you. You don't give a shit about this blackjack. You got bigger fish to fry.
I do.
Do you have money? Obviously, you bet on the Eagles for the game, right?
Bet on the Eagles for the game.
Did you have a future ticket?
Eagles, I did. For the NFC, Eagles for the Super Bowl. Potentially could win... Eagles win the NFC this weekend. It's like a $2,000 weekend.
Okay.
Ah, fuck.
Now, you have a Bills Super Bowl ticket, but not a Bills AFC ticket?
I have both a Super Bowl ticket for the Bills and the Eagles, so...
But didn't you have a NFC Championship ticket for the Eagles?
For the Eagles? I just said that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have I just said that.
You have a Super Bowl and an NFC for the Eagles, and
yes.
Then, but just the Super Bowl for the Bills.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't make any money if the Bills win.
No. But, I mean, if the Bills-Eagles both make the Super Bowl,
you're good
I win
way.
Money.
Yeah, you're good either way.
That's crazy.
Oh, man, I forgot to put a bet down on this one. Idiot.
It's a little early for you. I understand. 15. I didn't... Yeah. We'll stay there against this 13. Hope he flips 10.
Dog.
Golf picks didn't go so hot this week.
Okay.
Will Zalatoris immediately before the tournament withdrew.
Not ideal.
No.
Didn't you say some guy was like absolutely crushing too?
Ludwig.
Yeah.
Ludwig. But yesterday, everyone got blown out to sea. The winds were just whipping. They had to call, they suspended the tournament for like 2 hours because the winds were so high.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's pretty Dudes funny. Went from like 3 under to shooting 8 over that day. So
nice.
They just missed the
but
cut.
But also fuck suspending the tournament.
I agree. That's the elements, man. You just got to deal with
it. Yeah, play that shit. I mean, if it's like snowing or dumping rain, sure. But like, no, dude. If it's
wind's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to play.
That's how the game's intended.
Yeah. That's fucking, I mean,
it was a Scottish
game. The
game
was invented, yeah, on the cliffs of Scotland. Like, fuck that shit.
I agree. So the two other picks I gave missed the cut. That's cool. But we move on. If you're listening to this right now, I do recommend taking a live. Actually, by the time this comes out, he might just crush today. But
yeah,
just so you know, I took a live line on Thomas Dietrich, my boy. I can't quit him.
Okay.
I just can't quit him. He was at this point, he's 45-1. He's two under, he's four back. So Ludvig's currently leading with Lonto Griffin. They're both at six under.
All right.
South course, much tougher than the North course. Although yesterday the North course was kicking everyone's ass.
Where is it again?
San Diego.
Okay.
Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines. All right.
Would recommend playing Torrey Pines if you can get the local rate. It's $50.
How do you do that? You need to know someone who lives there?
You play with somebody that lives in San Diego.
Fair enough.
I have played.
How was it? How'd you do? How'd you shoot on Torrey Pines?
I actually played pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I shot, I believe, an 85.
Okay. I mean, that's
all things considered. Like, it's a really, you know, long and tough course.
Well, it's, you know, some say that.
What the, you would shoot, I don't think you could break 200 if you went there.
Yeah, that's sick. That'd be fun. Have you ever played Pebble?
No. No. I think Pebble would kick my ass, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never been in that, like, area of the bay.
What, aside from Augusta, what course would you really want to play?
I mean, the old course. St. Andrews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes
without
sense.
Without those two.
Without Wrigley Field and Fenway, where would you want to play?
Fuck. That was a shit double down. Just fed me a two. That's cool.
It's all right.
That's cool, bro.
He fucked everyone anyway.
This is a fun little question. I always wanted to go to Bandon up in Oregon. There's like 10 courses up there, but would like to play Bandon Dunes.
What about like Wingfoot?
Nah. I want to at some point go to Wisconsin, probably this year during the summer.
Okay.
Play a couple courses with Jared.
What's the course? Didn't Mickelson win on kind of a famous course in South Carolina, his last major?
Yeah, he won the PGA at a blanket on the name right now.
I like courses next to the ocean.
Yeah.
That's always dope.
Right.
Next to water.
Bandon is literally on the water in Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah. That to me is the fucking move.
But yeah, Mickelson became the oldest guy to ever win a major at 50.
Yeah.
Beat Koepka. Why am I blanking on this right now?
It was in South Carolina. That's all I remember.
Yeah. It was during, it was like 2020, 2021. It's during COVID. Or the COVID era.
It was COVID era, yeah. What's he got here? A six? All right, I'll split these threes. Let's just fuck around. 13, that's horrible. But I'll hit anyway. And that worked out. Not sure I should have done that. Okay, five. Yeah, I'm going to hit on that. Six, 16. Let's hit. Come on. 14, I'll stay. Oh my God.
That's brutal.
Come on, man. Gored again by the rhino. There was some big tennis news last night, actually.
Just before you you do that, the PGA Championship in 2021
was played.
No, dude. Sometimes
Google's ass.
Yeah.
I mean, on like the Drinking Bros shows, they'll like yell at me for like not having some answer up. And I'll be like, you have no idea what Google is fucking showing me right now. Like, it is not cooperating at fucking all.
Oh, Kiowa. That's right.
Okay.
I always get Kiowa mixed up with, there's another course I play the RSM at.
You know what?
That are very similar.
You know what course seemed like mid as fuck? Like, it would be maybe cool to belong to, but like it was just like not fun to watch on TV.
Where the fucking Ryder Cup is this year? Bethpage?
No, the U.S. Open that was in L.A.
Oh, dude, that was supposed to be awesome, and it was not.
It seemed really stupid. Oh, actually, there's one other type of golf course I love. like that I would love to play on this type as well. And that is just like bright green in the desert. You know what I mean? Like everything around you is just, it looks like fucking Adobe Indians live there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, but the course is obviously like.
So the waste management?
Lush and green. Like the waste management or the golf course that Troy Bolton danced on in High School Musical 2 when they were working at that country club for the summer.
Sure.
For, could to have summer jobs.
Yeah. Who could forget that course? Who could forget that movie? I totally saw it.
Yeah. You remember the song Bet on It? Bet on it, bet on it. And he's wearing all black and he's dancing on the golf course. Bet on it, bet on it.
Back to Tory, though. Tory, if you are out of state, it's like $500. I don't know if it's worth $500.
What, Lions Municipal?
Dude, fucking golf courses here are impossible to get a tee time at this point. Like a decent tee time. There's a mafia that runs local Austin golf, like public courses. And I think it's a problem everywhere. No Land Up's done like a series where they talk about this, like every city has their own, for their public golf courses, has these like little mobs that run the tee times and just like kind of scoop them, gobble them all up.
Yeah.
It's happening here in Austin too, where if the, I mean, tee times come out Tuesday and you get on the phone, you get on the website, everything until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, gone. Just gone.
I thought you just called and it's just like...
No, immediately. Everything's just...
Yeah.
Everything's scooped up by like 8:30 tee time, fourth, like
I think
all the way up to fucking 3:30, gone.
Part of it too, I feel like, is that this is just like a very active city. Because my... I've not had that bad of an experience.
Wasn't with, like that before COVID.
Okay. People took up golf.
People took up golf in COVID.
Yeah.
We wanted to grow the game. I think we should shrink the game at this point. Yeah, there's too probably. Many people playing golf.
It's really... It's always a bitch. I haven't played tennis regularly in a while now at this point, but it is all like you can't go to a public court and be no. like, oh, let's go to a park and like see if we can get on this court.
And they jacked up all the fucking prices for the courses, so like,
oh, you know, that's just supply and demand.
Star Ranch,
oh, people love the free market to the
Star Ranch and fucking Hutto used to be like $40 at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Now it's they're charging 112.
Good lord.
Yeah, it's insane.
Here we go. Winning money with the 12. I'm putting $1,000 on the table. Fuck Rhino.
I typically stay around here, though. I usually do like Roy Kaiser, Morris Williams. They're okay. usually in like the $55 to $60 range.
What style of course do you play best?
Open, like wide open,
like St. Andrews type of situation.
No, like fucking, I can. Blow the ball like as long as I can hit the ball 300 yards, which I can, I don't care where it goes.
Yeah,
I need a links course where you can not worry about any type of trouble.
Woods.
Yeah, I hate the woods.
Yeah,
the woods are an issue for me. So as long as there's like no trees,
yeah,
it's a great course for me.
Oh boy, got it.
I played well at Torrey because you can do that at Torrey.
Okay,
Torrey. The only issue is it's long.
Mm-hmm.
And the rough is thick, but if you're a strong boy like me, you can get out of the rough.
Yeah, the rough.
Yeah.
You got a good iron game?
Iron game kind of mid. It's probably the weakest part of my game.
Okay. How do you putt?
Streaky.
Well, that's everybody, kinda,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I can get hot. Woo! Keep it coming, boy.
Double down.
Against a 10 now. Because of that.
Yeah.
Let's hit again, bro. Give me a 5. Another 5.
Woo! Oh!
Stay there. There we go. Bang!
Let's go. I'm going to put 100 back on the table.
And my entire game is feel because my swing is so unorthodox. I grip it like a hockey stick, right? I don't interlock.
I do that too. Not that I play golf well, but it doesn't feel right to interlock. Right,
like I used weird. To though. All right, like in high school, I played and I interlocked and I was very traditional swing and I sucked ass.
It's fair.
But then I went to the Golf Channel. I would probably have like 2 hours of work of real work a day, and then
just
I would
hop on that.
Then I'd hit the simulator.
Yeah.
It was the best. So I started fucking around with the hockey grip, and I could hit the ball a mile now.
Yeah. Do you interlock on the irons and stuff? Or do you
no.
Everything?
Everything's just okay. Hockey grip. Everyone's like, you have a really crazy swing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, but it's homemade. It is what it is. I don't want to see anyone about it because I feel like there's no way you could fix it. So I just kind of deal with it at this point.
One time we were hitting balls against a net in our mutual, I won't say his name, but our mutual friends who also likes golf.
Gleason?
Okay. I just said I won't say his name, but that's fine. Anyway, we were like pretty drunk.
You can name him.
We were pretty
drunk. He's a bad guy, all right?
We were pretty drunk in his garage, and I was like, just took a swing. And he was like, oh, no, you can't swing like that. Tried to give me swing lessons. I was like, dude, it's like midnight, and I'm drunk. Get off of me.
Right.
Like, just let me hit the ball.
Dude, he is literally American Psycho.
He's Patrick Bateman. I love him. He is very Bateman-esque.
I remember playing golf with him during COVID and him just losing his mind over his own stuff, like just beating himself up.
He is hyper-competitive.
He's like, I'm not this bad. And typically when people say that, they are that bad, but I know Gleason has it in him to be actually good at golf because I've played with him enough.
Oh, no, he's played in golf.
He's pretty good, yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah.
That was actually my favorite part of COVID was we played a bunch of nighttime golf tournaments.
That's pretty sick.
The glow-in-the-dark ones.
That's dope.
But it was always scrambles, and it'd be nine holes, right?
Right.
We'd always come in.
Oh, that's a quick scramble.
Yeah. But, you know, you start at like, you know, it was in the winter. It'd be like 6 or 7 o'clock at night, play nine holes. And we'd always come in at like 8 or 9 under, you know, how you should for a scramble. Like a respectable score.
Right.
Sometimes 10. We'd lose by like 6 shots. People would just be like, yo, dude, we fucking nine holes. We shot 20 under, bro.
Do you think it was legit?
No. Nobody's ever legit in these scrambles. Everyone lies. It's a travesty.
Give me putts. And
I would never lie, though. I have too much fucking honor.
I would feel awful about that. Just feel like a bitch.
Because, like, at the end of the day, it's like you're not even playing really for money either or prizes.
Right.
It's just like, hey, like, you get, like, an extra thing at the bar.
You're going to go home, tell your wife, like, we totally won, babe. And then, but, like, who fucking cares?
Same thing, like, so I've played enough with Jared Borslow, our friend and old coworker.
Yeah.
That, dude, we just play the ball as it lies, man. We're never kicking the ball. We're never giving ourselves better.
No.
Yeah.
No. Have some respect.
Because, like, at the end of the day, you know what you shot.
Yeah.
I never take a mulligan. I never take a fucking breakfast ball. Because it's like, all right, if I fucking break 80 today.
Right.
I didn't break 80.
Right.
I never want to, like, I want to legitimately, you know, achieve these triumphs. Because if I took a breakfast ball and then I shot like a 79 or 78, I'd be so mad at myself. Like, I didn't do it.
Right. You'd be like, nope, I shot an 80. Maybe an 82. Honestly. How you doing today here? I've been like half paying attention.
I've just been kind of breaking even.
Maybe up a little bit. I did win a $1,000 hand, so I am up on the day a little bit, but I've lost a couple hundred bucks after that. Another bust.
Hey, good push.
So any big plans this weekend? You're just going to hole up in your house watching? I guess if the Eagles win, you'll be pretty tuned into the AFC Championship game, and if the Eagles lose, you'll probably, in disgust, not want to watch anything.
I'll watch both games because obviously I have a vested interest in both, not just fandom.
Yeah.
I also have like a reputation thing for Josh Allen. I've been the only person on this panel that has like routinely defended him.
Yeah.
Through and through, because he's the man.
He's fucking great.
He's the man.
He's just got to get over that hump.
But yeah, I'll be in disgust. If we lose to the Redskins, I'll be so mad.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Because then again, oh, fuck, yeah, 100 bucks or 500 bucks there. Boom. Yeah. Jaden Daniels. My reputation's on that as well.
Bum. You need him to have a horrible game. You need Cooper DeJean to pick him off 3 times.
It's almost a bit at this point, but yeah, I understand Jaden Daniels, good. I get it, guys.
Yeah, we're aware.
We're aware. But also, fucking bum. Scrub. I do declare him a bust. And Eagles defense is going to stop him. It's going to show how big of a bitch he is.
Did you stop him last time?
Last game didn't count. We had Kenny Pickett.
Well, did you stop him either time?
Yeah.
Did you stop him the first time?
Yeah, yeah. First game, I think we rolled him.
Okay.
Second game, well,
when
he
was
threw,
the first game? What week?
I don't know. Man, second game, though, he kind of got loose late. Like, we were containing him pretty well. And then
got tired.
I guess, because we were on the field all the time. Because Kenny Pickett's a bum. A little concerned Jalen Hurts isn't going to be able to run, which is his entire game.
Yeah, not ideal.
Seems to be okay in practice. We'll see.
I kind of just don't really care who wins the NFC Championship game. Like, I'll root for your Eagles, even though I'm like joking about the Commanders, but like, I feel nothing about that game.
Do you not like Saquon?
I do like Saquon. But I still am just like, eh. Whatever.
That's fine. You're not an NFL fan.
I'm not.
It's like, honestly, at this point, it's the only professional sports team I care about.
I mean, you're not a hockey guy.
I was.
I feel, yeah. Like,
when you move, though, when you leave the city, it's very hard to watch hockey.
Yeah.
I played hockey. I grew up a huge Flyers fan. I was a season ticket holder for the fucking Philadelphia Phantoms, their minor league AHL team. I was in a Philadelphia Phantoms commercial.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Has the NBA killed you? Have the Sixers killed your NBA fandom?
Yeah, because honestly, they were one in my childhood.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson, Mutombo, fucking Eric Snow, that whole team that made it one game one against the Lakers. Bang, let's go. $1,000. I loved Iverson. Iverson's my favorite, probably, childhood sports hero.
He has to be. Also, Philly didn't even have anyone else remotely on his level.
McNabb.
No. On Iverson's level, iconic like that?
He wasn't iconic and he wasn't like cool, but McNabb probably had more success than Iverson.
So he certainly did, yeah, in terms of winning, but in terms of like cool, like being cool and being like
nobody.
Someone you're
was,
like.
I mean, Michael Vick too, like until
how
the
old
dog
were
fight.
You for Vick?
I was the same age. Like Vick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess that's true, yeah. I'm like
2004 is when we beat Vick and got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Vic didn't play for the Eagles till you were in Austin.
Right, but I'm talking about Vic on the fucking Falcons.
Yeah.
Same time as Iverson on the Sixers. Right. Like, they came up, those were the two coolest athletes in sports. That's what I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I'm not saying he was, I was like a Vic fan because he was with the Eagles.
That's what I thought you were saying.
I'm saying he was, the coolness factor, they're both from like the same area in Virginia as well, like Newport News.
I'm going to split these queens against his two.
But yeah, I bought into the process. The process fucked me, and really Embiid just not getting it done, and just failure after failure, and having the Celtics push our shit in year in and year out. That's kind of made me lose kind of faith in the current administration as well.
You got the Phillies now.
I do routinely follow the Phillies. Like, I don't watch the games like during the regular season, but I check the box scores every day. Every day I check the box score. It's like looking at the paper.
Yeah.
And then I watch every playoff game.
So you watch 10 games a year.
I know what's happening. I know how guys are playing. I'm checking box scores, bro.
You watch 10 out of 100.
I'm box score Danny.
70 games.
I don't want to pay for the MLB package.
It's awesome. I love MLB TV.
There I don't have that kind of time to watch a fucking 162 games.
I mean, I put it on in the background. You know what I mean? Like, it's just there as I'm doing other stuff.
I'm not even at home, though.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I am. So that's the difference.
I got too many things to follow. I got the UFC. I got golf.
It's fair.
But yeah, I'm following the Phillies every year.
Yeah, I know.
I know what's happening.
From afar. You follow the Phillies like I follow the Blues, I feel like.
Maybe.
So we got here. We got a new dealer, Leaf. Hi, Leaf. I think we've had her before. That name sounds familiar.
Maybe.
At the same time, they're all just words. They're not really names, so could be anything.
I'm also a weird NFL fan because I watch every Eagles game, but honestly, there are so many NFL games I'm just like, I'm good. I don't want to watch this.
Most NFL games. Whereas
I'm not watching every Monday night game. I'm not watching every Thursday night game.
It's
not like college. College, I'll watch like anything, two random fucks.
Anything.
I'll watch a Mac game on a Tuesday night.
I will typically not watch Thursday night football because there's a college game on, unless it's the college game's like a blowout. Then I'll turn on the NFL game. Monday I'll watch, or like I'll have on.
A Panthers Saints game? No, I'm
barf,
good.
Barf.
No, thanks.
Barf. That is awful. I'll just turn on the Food Network. Like I'm not fucking doing that.
No.
Yeah.
I'll bet on games too and not watch them.
Well, yeah. I think that's healthier. Like, you should know something about the teams you're betting on.
I think that's probably more problematic. It's like, man, you can't even stop gambling. You're not getting anything out of this, right? Like, you're not...
Well, money, potentially, I suppose.
You are. But if you lose, you're at least paying... It's like you're paying admission to watch.
Oof. I don't want to die. Like, feel like... I don't want to watch a Panthers-Saints game like it's a fucking Braves playoff game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's never enough money to, like, feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, my max bet is $200 on a game.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it adds up, right? Like, I'll have, like, 5 or 6 games that are $200, and a week I could lose $1,000.
Yeah, yeah, it adds up. Right. I'm up a little bit here. I'm up like $1,000.
I'm up $2,000 right now.
All right, Leaf.
It's probably better if we just talk and not pay attention.
It is. It is. We do. Apparently. We do better.
I don't know what kind of entertainment that produces, but...
You know, sometimes people just like to hear a voice in the background. Leave Casino Friday on for the dog. MyBookie.com's Casino Friday, the live casino. Promo code Drinking Bros, double your deposit.
Yeah. There are certain things... Like, at times, I think we're oversaturated. We're on too many things.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Probably.
If you're listening to this, we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We do prefer you to watch Softcore History, though.
Watch anything. Please support mybookie.com. Promo code DrinkBros will double your deposit.
Do that for sure.
Up watch to $1,000.
But, like, if you had to choose, yeah, Softcore History is what we want you to listen to.
You only got one thing to listen to. But listen to the whole network. Listen to everything. Yeah. 13... Leaf, that's not very chill. All right, whatever.
Small number, small number, small number, small number. There it is. Bang. Ah, push. We'll take it, though.
Saved yourself. It's all right.
All right. We're up $2,000 right now. Let's put a grand on
the table.
Let's put our nuts on the table.
Let's do it. Let's fucking show Leaf that we're real men.
Of genius?
I hate those commercials.
Why? Why do you hate anything that's, like, good and proper in this world?
I don't know.
Real man, a genius.
Oh, why did I
it was a
that?
Great campaign.
Why the fuck did I hit on that? Yeah. Oh, because I'm super smart.
Because you're so smart, dude.
Yeah. Oh!
I pushed. That's fine.
Let's go.
Dude, I literally keep trying to put like a 5 or a 10 into the HEB... Scratch offs?
Yeah.
They keep denying my bills.
Just buy it at a gas station like a normal piece of
shit. I don't go to gas stations very often. Like my tank.
Let's go.
I fill up maybe like once every 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
With my big boy truck.
How do you feel? I guess you don't drive very much.
No, I just, everything's around me.
That's what I mean. You don't drive a long distance very much.
I did put 5,000 miles on my new truck going
immediately,
to Philly.
Yeah. Well, you just got to break it in. You know, it's like a baseball glove.
Mm-hmm.
Got to just when you get a new car, I always recommend driving it across the country immediately.
It's like the easiest thing ever.
Well, I'm sure
cars drive themselves at this point.
Sure, that thing was fucking humming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling on the 18.
All right, this could have been a too bad hand stretch. Boom! There we go. Let's go.
All right, I pushed on 18. That's fine.
Swag.
That's fine, babe.
It's a good shoe.
What?
It's been a good shoe.
Oh, you're going 1,000 on the table?
Mm-hmm.
I'll join you. I'll join you for that.
Are you familiar with the gambling term shoe?
No. I'm not.
Okay. It's the cards that are coming out of the machine currently.
Okay.
Woo! Against a 9, I kind of wanted to double down.
But I was very... I have a 10. I kind of wanted to, too, but nope.
Give me
I'm
a 10.
I'm glad I did.
10. 10. 10.
7. Give me a 7. Give me a 7. Come 10, on, 7.
10, 10.
All right. 6 will do.
10. 10. 10. Ah, pretty glad I didn't double down. Keep it going. Another 5. Small number, small number. Ugh! Oof. And she had a...
All right.
All right.
Let's go.
Although she would have went 13-9.
So she would have busted.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
You don't know that?
I don't know that.
You're not a psychic.
Ooh, she just gave us a dirty look.
Yeah, well, you can deal with it, Leaf. Fucking Leaf. Let's see. Ace, 18. I'll chill with that for sure.
Nope, 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 nope. Stand. Stand. Stand.
Let's see. 15, 17. All right.
Almost really fucked myself. Double down on 19.
No! No!
Thankfully, my bookie puts those guardrails on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that. They're like, are you sure?
You sure, you moron?
But, I mean, that's like a normal. Like, there's times, like, if you did that at a normal blackjack table, the dealer would just be like, no.
Oh, here we go. Let's put $2,000 on the table.
Oh, I only got 100 on the table.
Let's double down on 1,000 bucks.
I'm
going to
double down as well here.
Come on. Feed me.
20 on the double down.
I would have loved that. Oh, there we go.
Let's
Boom.
Go.
Don't do it to us. Don't do it to us. Don't do it to us. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're up $3,000 on the day.
Let's go.
And this is where I usually blow it.
Are you going to?
I don't think so. I'm going to put $100
on it. You going to
hang out? We did well today.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang out.
By the way, I'm impressed by how much Eagles gear you own. It has been a different
Again,
outfit
every
day.
This is the only pro sports team I really care about.
It is a different... I mean, I will say, though...
Oh, I probably should have put $1,000 on the table.
That'll happen.
Could have been.
I will say, though, Philadelphia, pretty elite uniforms across the board. Pretty elite colors and...
we're really logos. Leaning back into the vintage.
You need to go full Kelly. I hate that late 90s, early 2000s Eagles unis.
I don't.
I don't like those.
The Midnight
I don't like
Black?
Them. I like the Kellys. Kelly Green.
Everyone does. I mean, that's why they only really make this
you need
shit
to,
now.
Yeah, it needs to go back to the Randall Cunningham era full time. Take insurance. Fuck that. I'm about to double down.
I do like our black uniforms, though.
I don't like teams doing black. If they
You hate the color black for some reason. You hate black.
It's boring. I should have doubled
down. That's what a lot of people say about you. You hate black.
Yeah. Well, they can quote me on that. I hate black uniforms. I mean, like Mizzou's black and
you
gold.
Hate, so. You hate black shirts. Whenever we make merch, you're like, ah, dude, no black.
I don't wear black. I think I just lost. Damn it.
Black is like, I wear mostly black and just like neutral colors.
Yeah. I like neutral colors are fine. I don't like black, though.
Right.
I'm a big neutral guy. I wear gray all the time. I like gray.
Yeah, that's why you look like shit. Black will slim you out, dude.
I don't care about
Come that. Come on, $1,000 on the table. 19, let's go.
Boom.
Stand, stand. Flip a 10, we both win. Oh, no. 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 No!
All Yikes.
Right. We're still up $2,000.
All
let's.
Right, I'm putting $1,000 on the table now. That was...
Let's put our tails between luck. Our legs.
Horrible luck. This aggression cannot stand.
Mm-mm. Still up $2,000. We're gonna chill. I'm not gonna lose this money. That was stupid. Get up and then just kind of chill.
19. All right,
like,
let's go.
Let's enjoy the free drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally chilling on 19. She got a 6. That is the type of thing, too, that's fun about blackjack. If you're just betting small hands, like if you just, you
go
know,
go do like a $5 table, hang out with your boys. Cool.
What'd you just pull?
20. what do you, What's your current situation right now?
I'm fine. I'm up, but I did lose $1,000 right
all
there.
The way up.
Yeah.
We're building.
So I'm not up as much as I thought I would be. Oh, well.
It happens.
Let's see. 16. Oh, insurance. Bitch, I'm not taking insurance.
We're going to have Jack on the show.
Jack is we're going
this week for softcore
to talk about. We're going to have an actual person involved in history talk about the history they were involved in.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the invasion of Iraq. Do you like to Iraq?
Just because I've been watching Generation Kill.
Yeah, finally got you to watch it.
It's good.
It's
so good.
So fuck. It does not get the love it deserves.
It's the same people that made The Wire, so.
I know. It is so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, look what she did. All right.
Come on.
This is Gresham Wallstein. I'm going to do this.
She can't do that again.
No, dude.
She could never do that again.
$1,000 on the table. Let's go. This is retarded by
Yeah,
me,
I'm putting a grand on the table. After that, are you bored? Are we boring you, Leaf?
4. It's a good start. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Oh, 14. Let me double down. Let me double down.
You can't. Well, you can. I got a 14. I just got to watch her build a 21 out of 4.
All right.
What do you got, 16?
Yeah.
7. No 10, no 10, no 10, no 10, no 10.
God damn it! Back to even on the day.
Yep. I'm up a grand.
Lady!
I'm up a grand.
Fuck!
We're still up. Mmm.
No wonder she was yawning.
It's like playing with her food. I'm about to murder you.
Yeah.
It happens.
That's just something else right there. Okay, Leaf. That's fine. So you just hold up in your house for the weekend waiting for Sunday?
I was looking at tea times for tomorrow, but...
What's the weather?
I don't care. I'm supposed to warm up a little bit.
I mean, if you get tea time in the afternoon, it's 50 degrees, it's fine, yeah.
The only problem is I'm not going to be able to finish if I get a tea time in the afternoon. Because those are the only things that are available right now are like twilight hours.
What do you mean?
The fucking sun goes down earlier, my man.
Oh, when you say afternoon, you mean like 5 o'clock?
No, I say like, hey, you get a 3 o'clock tea time, you're not finishing.
Not with that attitude.
You're just not. Too many people on the course. You might get in like 12.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of 12, that's what I got right here. Oh, we got another player with us. Delee. Hey, 21. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the...
I got chest today, arms tomorrow.
Excited for you for that.
Yeah.
Got the in-laws coming in.
Did legs last night. Crushed legs.
Crushed legs.
Crushed legs. Best leg workout I've had since, of 2025. Easily.
Is that what you wrote in your journal? Dear journal, today, it's not diary because you're a man. Dear journal.
No, it's a journal.
Yeah, dear journal, today was the best leg workout of the year. Mm-hmm. Write it down.
It's a accountability buddy in my pocket.
Who has time to journal?
It's useful. You got to write stuff down. You want to accomplish things, you got to write it down.
Oh, I write stuff down constantly. You can look at my notes app. It's just full of...
All right, let's just blow it. Let's go.
Going all in?
Not all in. Well, all right. In for the profits I've made today. Yeah.
All right. I'll put a 1,000 on the table.
What are you...
Risking going down.
Yeah. This would be... if I lose this hand, it will be just even. Not
19,
a good start.
All right.
Not a good start.
I look forward to how she's going to fuck me on this 19.
Well, yeah, 12, so no bus.
Don't push. Don't push me.
Fucking A. All right. Just don't small. Push me. There we go. 10.
Yes!
Yeah! That's right! I would have busted, and I stayed on the 16.
Let's go.
Up 2 grand. We're going to chill. We're gonna coast now until the last hand.
Yeah. As one does. All right. Good day again.
I'm kind of looking at live odds right now too. Ludwig, he's currently tied for at 600 for the tournament.
Okay.
He's just so much better than everybody else in the tournament too. It's a bunch of scrubs playing Tory this weekend.
So just take Ludwig. What's the, what are the odds?
He's like even money.
So?
There's 2 days left.
Oh. All right.
That's not the point of golf bets.
I understand. I understand. If you want a good, interesting long shot in the Australian Open, Ben Shelton plays Yannick Sinner tonight in the semifinals.
I'm good.
Zverev advanced to the finals after Djokovic retired.
Djokovic retired?
He not like from the game.
Oh.
Like, but.
What? He sounded like he retired from the, that'd be hilarious. Left. He's so close to win, like breaking the major record. He's like, no.
He got hurt during the Alcaraz match. I watched the first set last night. And
Good blackjack by you.
Yeah.
Not that you did anything.
But at the end of the first set, he lost the first set in the tiebreak and was like, I'm good. My leg hurts a lot. I'm good.
Yeah. He's been getting hurt a lot. He's just old, man.
He's 37. But that's brutal to beat the shit out of Alcaraz. And then
I want to play tennis against you and then just injure you.
Okay.
I think if we just go long enough,
I'll just get hurt. Oh, wow.
I'll win because you'll get hurt.
Don't think that's accurate.
Last time I played tennis, I domed a person.
I mean, maybe you could do it that way.
I'm just going to headhunt.
That's fair. I just don't think you'd be able to make me run enough to make me.
Dude, I'm a wall.
What?
I'm a wall. I started. First time I ever played tennis was college, and I had a Hungarian roommate at that point who taught me how to play.
Yeah.
And he's just like, dude, just get over the net. Like, most people fuck up.
Yeah. That is the key. People don't realize it. It's not even most people fuck up. Dude, like pros. Like the best of the best. It's like fucking baseball. Like you're just going to fuck up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You got a 17 against an 8. Eh.
14. Bang.
There you go. You're safe.
Nope. Sure not.
Big
ended up being safe, but.
You were safe the whole time. I knew you were safe the whole time.
And it's $200 on the table.
Just a little 200. Mm. Fuck.
Good start for you.
Great start for me.
Not so much for me. But we're going against five.
That's my third blackjack in the last like four hands.
I know. Should have went with those $1,000 hands.
I was about to put it that on the table.
All right.
Decided not to.
Shall we?
I will, even though it's a horrible idea, considering there's no way my luck continues. But you know what?
Last hand.
This is the last hand?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's been a good run.
We both have to get a 1K win before we leave.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get it right here.
Bang. 19 against a 7. Oh, you should double down, dude.
Do I dare?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fuck it.
YOLO. Give him the 10.
Oh! Oh!
She got the 13. Bust.
Yes!
Up $3,000 on the day. I think that's when we call it.
Oh, let's God go out. Damn!
Feel so alive.
See you later, Leaf. Let's go.
Adios.
MyBookie.com live casino. Check it out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.